So if in a past relationship we had acted passively, or basically that person no longer in our life, but still those hurts pop up. So do we need to practice forgiveness towards ourselves or towards that person even now? This depends on primarily individual nature. Now some people are very reflective, they live a lot in their head. Some people are more like, fix it, come on, do this. Those people, if you talk about them, they don't even remember what happened in the past. I did like this, you did like that. For them, they have so many things to do in their life that it won't figure in their minds. So it may not be required for everyone to revisit their past and try to forgive oneself if one has acted in the wrong way, or forgive the other person if they have acted in the wrong way. But for some of us, we may be by that nature, more into emotions, more into relationships. And if those thoughts do pop up in a strong way, then we need to deal with them. So there are two aspects to this. One is that the first of all, by having negative feelings about others, you know, we don't want the best for them, or we want that something bad should happen to them,
or we want them to call us and apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is
in general life, frustration is a function of expectation. So sometimes some people just don't have that sensitivity. In the first session I talked about the difference between insensitive and desensitized. And insensitive people are those who just don't care. Desensitized are those who don't just feel. Now if somebody touches me on my shoulder and say, if I have some mild version of paralysis or something over there, I don't feel the touch only. Touching me, they want me to turn and look, but I don't look only. So some people, they're just desensitized in that way. And if we expect that kind of sensitivity from them, we're setting ourselves up for frustration. So if the relationship is important for us, then we may have to begin the communication, and then also we should be ready for they not even acknowledging that they did something wrong. So it may be easier to talk about that relationship with someone else who is of a similar disposition, and they'll understand our feelings. Now of course this also has to be done when at least the other person is mature enough to help us heal. Otherwise what happens? Both of us talk with you, both of us, you know, pile garbage on that person. Oh, it's very bad. You confirm my idea, I confirm your idea about that person. And then it makes things worse. But if we are in a mutually helpful mood, then we may need a hint for that. And a third person who is understanding, who is like-minded, they can become the vent. So that expectation that other people, the person who has hurt, apologize, it can happen. But if for so many years that person has not apologized, then it's unlikely that they will apologize now also. So it's just setting us up for disappointment. So we just see it that probably, you know, I had hurt someone in my past life and this has come back to me. And we move on. Sometimes people do change and they apologize, but most of the times it's the mind which changes things tends to stay in the past. So what we need to do is, if we consider the universe and we ourselves, ultimately it's Krishna who is the source of everything, but in the world, in life, if we see that there are some people who offer us so much affection, so much respect, and sometimes we don't even give them much time or attention. because they are offering us so much respect, so much attention, so much affection, we sort of take them for granted. But there is some other person from whom we expect and we crave for it, we practically beg for it, but they pay no attention. They don't reciprocate at all. So rather than trying to get reciprocation where it is not coming, now we can be appreciative of somewhere else where it may be coming. So sometimes some people make a small mistake and they apologize profusely for it. Sometimes some people, so rather than expect, so if we consider on the overall balance, we will find that things even out in the long run. That, you know, some people may be very insensitive, uncaring or desensitized. Some other people, in some relationship we invest a lot and we get very little. In other relationships we invest a little but we get quite a lot. So if that is happening, then it's better that where somebody is already giving us, there's already something in that relationship, but we put more energy in reciprocating in that. So in that way it will balance out. But if we expect that it balance out through that particular interaction itself, that is quite often an unrealistic expectation. Okay? Thank you.
Yes, Sri Srinivasaji.